Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's done. No, 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 no. It ain't over until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won.
No,
it ain't over.
It ain't over. It ain't over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That say you ain't going nowhere, you ain't about nothing, but God has the final say.
Oh, dare you to lose your mind for increase. Increase, increase, increase. Increase, increase. Just touch two people, say increase. Increase, touch somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, and also sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Both brainchilds of none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. And tonight you're joined by myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Buenas noches, Van. How you doing tonight, bro?
Oh, I'm doing good, brother. How you feeling, man?
Not bad, not bad. This was a good day.
Absolutely. It's a great day. Great day.
And there you go. I woke up, I breathed, and I made it through the day. So, like you said, it's a great day. You know, although...
Yes, it is.
Any more great days are really blessings because there's so much going on in the world today.
Yes, there is.
You know, when we were talking before the show, you know, that really hit home just where we are, biblically speaking. But doesn't make it any easier to see it.
No, sir.
This country needs prayer. We need prayer to get through what's to come.
You know,
strength.
My Lord.
Yeah, to stay the test. His disciples all swore they would never forsake him. You know, but when certain things hit, you really can't say with all certainty how you're going to react. So we need to pray for our strength.
Yes.
So we won't fall short. Because now more than ever, we need to cling desperately to the Father. But as I said, this is the Inspiration Factory. 319-527-6300 is the number to call if you're listening into the chat rooms or anything. And if you did dial that number, be sure to press 1 so we can hear from you. And with that being said, we cannot and will not and do not bring a show in without asking the Father to bless us and to have his way with the platform. So, my brother, I know you have a lot to say this evening, a lot on your heart. would you do us the privilege of bringing us in prayer?
It'd be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Okay. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you asking for forgiveness for our sins that we personally have committed against you, O Lord, that you are displeased of. Father, we aspire to be just like Jesus. We fall short daily. We carry around this flesh and we respond in the flesh sometimes. So, Father God, we're asking for forgiveness. And, Lord, right now I just want to lift up the nation to you, Lord. As I just read in Nigeria, a mass church shooting and bomb detonation. Nigeria. And over the weekend, Lord, there's been so much that has been happening right here in terms of these shootings, these killings, these murder suicides. And Father God, we know that you have everything in control. But like Paul said, it doesn't make it easier for us to be in it, to be a part of it. So Father God, I ask for your healing hands upon the world. Not just here at home, but everywhere, Lord. Senseless violence and killings for what? Father God, we know that you are in control of all things. And there are some answers that we won't get until we come home to glory. But Lord, right now, we ask for your healing power. I have children, Lord. Many of the listeners have children. And Father God, it just hurts my soul to see the innocent lives of children just continually be disregarded. So Father God, I am pleading. Because with the way the world is going right now, it doesn't matter where we are. Any time can be a time that my life, my children's lives, the listeners' lives could be next. So, Father God, I ask you right now to just cover your world right now. You gave us your Son, but he came for the sinners and the believers. We are all your creation. We are all your children. So, Father God, I ask you right now to protect us. I know you said you won't mess with man's free will. But you also said in your word that you will make a way of escape from sin. And Father, I am giving you your word back right now tonight, Lord God. Make a way so that no more of these senseless killings continue to happen. We know you allow free will. Free will is not what we're questioning. We're only asking for your intervene, you to intervene and make a pathway for us. I know I don't want a phone call saying that one of my children, one of my family members, was maliciously taken away from me. And I don't want someone to call any of my family members and say it was me that was maliciously taken away. So, Father God, protect the callers, the poets, the listeners, the hosts, and our families, Lord God. And we want to lift up for real the poet Douglas to you right now, Lord God. You know why. And, Father, we're going to say that we love you, we praise you, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. For it is in Jesus the Christ's name that we pray. Paul, are you muted?
I'm sorry, I sure was. I was saying thank you so much for that prayer, man. There's nothing greater that we can do for what is to come. than to pray for this nation, pray for ourselves, pray for our loved ones. But at times it feels like we're not doing enough, or for me anyway. It feels like I'm not doing enough. But there is nothing greater I could do than to pray. So I would definitely encourage all of the listeners on a daily basis, pray for this country, pray for this world. Also pray for the Christians, because this is the time, obviously, that we are to begin to be persecuted for his name's sake. We are about to enter into a time of biblical prophecy that we need to stay prayed up. I was going to do one piece tonight, but I can't. I switched up at the last minute. It's a hard time that we're facing. I'm trying to find the piece that I wanted to do. There we go. Just in keeping with what that beginning prayer was for this nation and for us. Instead of saying that's that piece or end piece or whatever at the end of your poem, I would ask that you would just say, keep pressing, to let us know that you're finished with your piece. Because that's what we're going to have to do. That's what we have to do through what's to come. Keep pressing. Okay, and I'm going to do my piece. Shut up and get out the way so we can open the mics. But the piece I chose to do is called Push. The most powerful utterance in the delivery room comes in one simple word. One simple word, you say. And it's that powerful, brother? You sound absurd. But nay, I say nay to that, because this word will usher in new life. This one single solitary word will usher you to the blessings of Christ. Now, turn to your neighbor, tell them to push. Yes, that is the word of which I speak. That is your victory over troubled times, your strength when you are weak. Push, beloved, push through till your breakthrough. Show that old serpent that strength of Christ you have within. Push, my brother, when you are down. Keep pushing till you win. Push, my sister, when temptation abounds. Push, queen, push. Let the strength of God within lift you up when you are down. God has so much more in store for each one of us. In him, we have the power to knock Satan on his tush. Dig deep within your defied soul and call on that name and push. Push till you reach your breakthrough, and then push more. Push till you reach all you have in store. Push. Such a powerful word when righteously employed. Push to your breakthrough. And be blessed and overjoyed. Push. Pressing.
Yes, sir, bro. We got to push.
Yeah.
Powerful piece, Paul. Very, very powerful indeed. We got to push. We got to push.
That was God's word for tonight. I just sit back and allow him to guide. Like I tell you, I cheat. But it's a good cheat, because I allow him to guide that word.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Man, oh, man. I done had a good time already. I'm going to shut down.
That's right.
I'm done. Let me stop. Let me open up the mics because I feel God has something to say in this piece tonight. So,
yes.
First caller of the evening, if it's going to open the mic for me. Oh, there we go. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the airwaves, none other than Amelia T. Davis. Good evening, Queen.
Good evening, Amelia.
Good evening. Good evening, King.
So, what's happening in Tejas these days?
I don't know. I'm cooking some dinner right now, and you know, just I'm praying for our entire society. It has gone terribly wrong, and I agree with you, Paul. We have already moved into the end times and the tribulation. Mm-hmm. It is quite clear. If you know your Bible and you see what is happening across the globe, you certainly know that we have now entered that period of time, and we all must pray. And I really was inspired by your poem and saying to us we must push on because that's really where it's at this time. Regardless of what happens, we just got to keep on pushing and keeping our eyes on God and how he would direct us and where he would want us to walk and in the path that he would have us to walk in. And
yeah.
So I think this poem I wrote back in 2017, actually, and it's a small or short poem, but given tonight's theme, I thought I'd go ahead and do it. It's called Praying for You.
Amen, amen. Mike is yours,
Amen.
Queen.
For the Lord's altar this day, I bring my thoughts of you to the King. I'm asking, begging for your forgiveness of all unclean acts and thoughts you may have had. I ask for legions of angels to be dispatched to protect you and guide you along life's path. I'm requesting that you are blessed daily in all your endeavors. I cry fervently for your healing, strength, and health always to be yours. I'm singing your praises for your golden heart. I'm rejoicing for you are part of my world. Just know I'm praying for you. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
Keep pressing.
Oh, yeah. And keep pressing. I'm sorry. I mentioned it and then I turned around and forgot it. Absolutely. Keep pressing.
We call them senior moments. Up north, we call them senior moments.
Senior moments.
Exactly.
That was a beautiful piece, Amelia. Thank you so much for that. It's comforting to know that prayers are being said for you, you know, particularly from someone that you would allow to pray for you. You can't let everybody pray for you or pray over you. But so I thank you for that piece. It was comforting.
My pleasure, Paul. Yeah, you're right. Everybody can't pray for you because you don't know what they're praying and where. Yeah, and all of
you
that.
You don't know what they're praying to, that prayer.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah, you're so right on that.
And particularly with us being in the times that we are, you definitely have to be on guard.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a few prayer requests, if you don't mind. I have a friend. She's an author. She lives in another state. Her son is undergoing all kinds of difficulties, and he's a grown man, but she's quite concerned about him, and if could cover him in prayer. And also, I had made a friend here at the new complex, and he suddenly passed away, and if could keep his family listed in prayer as well. And one more, a person who is connected to the music industry just had a death in his family, so could keep all three of those individuals in prayer. God knows their names. He knows their needs. But if we could just add them to our prayer list, I would truly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Indeed.
Absolutely. You know, that, man, I think you might agree, but I think this is the most humbling aspect of this platform is when someone asks for prayer.
Yes.
So thank you for that. We definitely will include those in the prayers, Amelia.
For sure.
And that goes along with the poem that you did, doesn't it? Quite well. Praying for you.
Yep.
All right, Amelia, we're going to send you into the praise lounge. And, well, you know what? Yeah, we're going to send you to the praise lounge. We're going to have a moment of prayer. And then there's a song that I want to play. Okay? So, we're going to, if you all would, join us at the throne once again. Father God, we come to you once again, Lord, on the same prayer that was said earlier, Father. We ask that you would hold up Amelia's friend's son, Father God. You know his needs, and all we need to do is just ask that you would intervene in that, Father. Father God, for Amelia's new friend passing, Lord, it's become all too commonplace, Father, for people crossing over. I just pray that they were right with you, Father. But it also reminds me that we have to pick up the pace, Lord, to make sure that folks know about you and that they have that choice. Therefore, we can see these passing overs as a joyous occasion. Father God, for that person in the music industry that is also suffering from transitions, Father God, touch their families, empower them, Lord. Give them peace, Father God. Wrap your loving arms around them, Lord. Father God, for all of the listeners, Father, we just ask that you would continue to hold them up, Father God, that we might do your will. We love you, Father, and we trust what you're about to do. And we thank you in advance for what it is that you're about to do and for what it is that you are doing. And it's in the mighty and precious, matchless name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
yes. I love that song.
Absolutely.
Because of who you are, in the midst of all we're going through, but because of who he is, I worship you. Not just when things are going good, Lord, but when the bumps in the road come, the pain, the disappointment, the fear, the loss, the hurt, I still worship you. You are worthy. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yes.
We don't have any hands raised, but I'm not going nowhere just yet. There's a couple of listeners. Feel free to press one and come on in and join us. We just want to let the show go the way it goes. Oh, man. So many emotions are just bombarding me right now. You know, the crazy me feels one type of way about things that are going on. The me that is submissive to God feels an entirely different way. The poet in me feels a different way. You know, and, oh man, we need help from Lord. Wow. Amelia, if you have another piece, after I do a piece, I'm going to do another piece. If you have another piece, I'll open your mic and you can do that. Then there's another song I want to play. So y'all just bear with me, because this is a whole new show tonight. It's going where it goes. I don't know where to put it. Come here. Okay. This piece is called I Speak Life. The power of life. This is one of God's simple truths, and as such, can never be undone. It is also applicable and available to everyone. The words we use, the things we say can bring forth or destroy God's gift of life. The power of our tongue, unbridled, can be one of the greatest downfalls, second only to when we chose Barabbas and denied Christ. I pray for the strength to never walk that path again. I desire to speak life in my words, that they be imbued with God's Holy Spirit, therefore unable to sin. The sole power that enables me to conquer sin and to win. From this day forward and forward, a new determination has been birthed. I pray for the strength to walk with God, that I be able to realize my spiritual wealth. I speak a more obedient walk with God to increase and restore my spiritual health. I offer my all to his holy kingdom, that I no longer desire to save any for myself. From this point forward, I pray to grow more and more each day, that I may be able to speak life over every aspect of my life, that I may bring honor to the name of Jesus the Christ. I speak life into the lives of those I know and pray for. I speak the taint of the enemy out the door. I speak the name of Jesus over my life forevermore. Keep pressing. Oh,
nice. Paul. I love that piece as well. I love that piece as well.
Thank you. I just fell back. God is pulling these things out. That piece was from a few years back, but... Oh, man. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Okay, and I do see that Amelia can do another piece, so I'm going to open your mic and hear what saith the Lord through you, Amelia. The mic is yours, Queen.
This piece is actually a new piece, and it's called Ruthless Society. Also, keeping with tonight's theme, I thought it would be quite appropriate to do this poem. Again, it's called Ruthless Society.
Amen. The mic is yours, Queen.
I'm seeing more and more cutthroat behaviors prevailing across our society, not just from men, but also females. It seems that those with devious agendas are actually getting by with their devastating consequences upon society at large. This is truly stunning and outrageous. How is it that our society has accepted these horrific behaviors? Why is it that as a community, we are either looking the other way or going along with it? How is it that anybody can spew evil and hateful remarks or comments without being checked by anyone? Is it that those who have cruel and mean agendas can simply destroy folks without being forced to stop their reign of evil upon innocent victims? Why is there such a disconnect between folks throughout our society? We all have hearts, brains, emotions, thoughts, and feelings. This is overwhelming cruelty. This is outrageous evils being perpetrated upon our more vulnerable individuals. Absolutely nobody has the right to bring pain, humiliation, cruelty, actions of abuse, and meanness against humanity. We are a country of laws. We are supposed to be given a trial, a jury. The facts are to be expressed. In no way is it anybody's right to bring devastating circumstances into anybody's life. Absolutely no human on this planet has that right. Yet, I'm seeing it over and over again. You accidentally step on someone's toes? Oh, well, now they can smash you in your head with a sledgehammer. People, we must wake up from this nightmarish circumstances. These situations cannot be allowed to prevail. We must stand up to these types of bullying tactics. Right is right. Wrong is certainly wrong. We must protect our vulnerable, our weakest, our poorest, our disenfranchised. Together we are strong. Divided we shall surely fall. Please, please speak up, step up, stand up. We must not allow the evil amongst our society to achieve their goals of hatred and violence. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. Keep pushing. And peace.
Uh-oh. I thought I was going to get you with another senior moment, but you didn't do it.
She remembered it.
She be remembered, yep. That's a beautiful piece, Amelia. Thank you so much.
It's a wonderful piece.
Yeah, and you were correct. It's very appropriate for the flow of things this evening. Oh, man. I think we all know what we got to do. So there's really nothing else to be said about that. I'm going to put you back in the praise lounge for a moment, Amelia. And then I'm going to play another song, and you'll see what we do after that. But thank you so much for your contributions, Amelia. God bless you, Queen.
My pleasure. One love, one mic. God bless both of you.
One love, one mic. Absolutely.
One love, one mic. Absolutely.
Oh, God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, and we give you glory and honor and praise. We'll be right back.
everybody. I'm sure you already know this, but you're listening to The Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in to get in before the 11 o'clock hour. We have no more hands raised, so we're going to, once again, change up a little bit. My brother Van is going to give you guys the rundown for Epiphany and our special public service announcement. And we're going to play some music. If any hands raised, you know, of course, we'll bring you on. But I'm going into music ministry mode. So, my brother, I'm going to turn the mic over to you.
Thank you, Bo. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla La Negra. Thursday night is a Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity and guest host, yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perla La Negra, La Perla Negra, and a special guest host. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've shared a lot here tonight. We've talked about a lot. But if your soul is not saved and you want to be in heaven and not hell, whatever your belief is, if you choose to come to know of this Jesus the Christ that we often speak of, that we, Paul and myself, believe in, connect with either one of us, and we will be happy to usher you into the presence of the Lord. So please, reach out to me in my inbox, reach out to Paul in the inbox, and we will show you the way through God's word and through our experiences. Paul, back to you.
Yes, thank you so much for that, Van. There's a song that I'm about to play. I'll let it speak for itself. I just want you to listen to the words of this.
Song London, Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. Again.
We give you all, we give you all, we give you all.
Thank you. shall not be afraid. The Lord is my life salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my life. Everybody sing.
The Lord.
Every word of worship.
Every word.
one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
to hear our worship.
Have your way.
He's here right now.
Have your way.
So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord. Be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Yeah. busy.
I was wondering, can you hold me now?
You are the only one.
You are the only one that's patient when I fall.
And your angels.
Your angels come to save me every time I call.
Like the rain will never end. The Red Sea is in front of you. Pharaoh and his army behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Did it for me. Every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl that feels their smile is gone.
See, I know.
I know exactly how it feels to lay in the bed at night.
All night long.
And cry.
Tear after tear.
And cry.
But listen.
Help me. this life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We deal with misery and strife.
And it seems like.
And it seems like.
Yeah.
The enemy is gonna do you in.
But you stand bold.
Well, you tell him today that his tricks were just a delay. And you refuse
yeah.
to let him take you out.
Don't you let him do
way.
It. Don't let him do it.
No.
Always gonna be easy, but you're always
Thank everybody for hanging out with me this evening. I had a good time. I am full. The presence of the Lord was definitely felt here. I'm going to pray us out and play one more song before we end the platform tonight. And I invite you all back next week. Be sure to raise your hand, you know, share in the festivity. We would love to hear what you have to say. Prayer requests, testimonies, praise reports. Poetry, you know, anything that empowers us and shows our love of God is more than welcome. Father God, we come before your throne again this evening just thanking you, Father, for bringing us together this evening, Lord, that we might empower one another, that we might comfort one another, that we just praise you together. God, I also want to ask that you would, I want to hold up Gina Storm's family right now. You know what they're going through. You know what they need. So, Father God, I just ask that you would meet them where they are, Father. Let them know that they are not alone. Let us all know that we're not alone, that you are forever at our side, Father. Help us to not forget to call on your mighty name, Father, instead of trying to do things alone. Father God, we love you, praise you, and it's in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen.
Lord, I pray for strength to make it another day. See, my ink don't drip like it used to, dried and blue. I'm ready to sign my life to you. The documents I faxed was my 2 weeks' notice. I'm not getting anywhere. I was easily demoted. And even when I was so devoted, understanding that when one door closes, another one opens. But Lord, I'm scared to walk into another closed door.
I think the knob is broken.
Job is my inspiration, and give up he did not in any situation. Lord, I pray for strength to make it another day. See, my ink don't drip like it used to, dried and blue. I'm ready to sign my life to you. The documents I faxed was my 2 weeks' notice. I'm not getting anywhere. I was easily demoted. And even when I was so devoted, understanding that when one door closes, another one opens. But Lord, I'm scared to walk into another closed door. I think the knob is broken. Job is my inspiration, and give up he did not in any situation. David was weak, and yet he wasn't a man to defeat. Deborah was bold when Barack was cold, and to be clear, Lord, I ask you for courage, strength, and wisdom. I'm within me a storm, and this can't be my norm. Normally it would have passed, but it seemed to have cast these shadows with no light in them. Soul gone cold, beautiful no more. Withering and dying with no growth. Lost all hope, great is what I sought out to be. It seems to always get drained out of me. Ink drying like an open pen, there's no hope to win. So, please guide me to this light while my soul still has some might. And this ink on my hands can write because in the light there is no darkness, no falling from shortness. For when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, no need to hold my breath, the shadows is behind me. God's plan to bring me to my knees, tears to my eyes, the gift of vision is my pride. Walking where you lead cannot be cut by devil's weed. See, through the waters, the rivers don't sweep over me. And when I walk through the fire, it's because of you I did not burn. Your back, you did not turn. Now I sit back and pray while you continue to work on me, and my soul is saved another day. Lord, I pray for strength to make it another day. See, my ink don't drip like I used to, dried and blue. I'm ready to sign my life to you.
The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson and Van Meadows. Save Me by Natasha Chanel.
There is a shame that
My worship rises. worship rise like a sweet perfume.
God sings over us tonight, and he said that I'll pour my love. May you feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh, open up and let me in. I'll pour my love. Open the windows.
Hallelujah. Forever. Come on, begin to minister to him tonight. Amen.
I would have lost it all. Oh, but now I see how you
somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.